The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Broadcasting coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging deplorable.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
And hello, America. Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Good to be back in our headquarters, Memphis, Tennessee. Had a wonderful trip out to the West Coast, and we'll tell you guys more about that a little bit later on, but it is great to be back after 9 days on the road and traveling all over the state of California, visiting with some really encouraged and quite frankly frustrated at the same time patriots who are still coming to terms with the failed recall effort out there in California. Had a chance to see Larry Elder over the weekend as well, and got to meet a lot of our great listeners across the state, including some folks from Salem, Oregon, listening to us on KYKN. They actually drove down, and it is a long drive, but they drove down to Southern California to hear some of the speeches that I delivered over the weekend. But we'll tell you more about that. I do want to say a special thank you to our good friends at West Coast Baptist College. They hosted us on Monday and Tuesday and did a terrific job, just great people. And there are thousands of people there on campus for their annual leadership conference, of which I was honored to be one of the speakers. So just had a wonderful time. And also ran into an old colleague, my good buddy, Jesse Waters from the Five. I was emceeing the Pacific Justice Institute's annual Celebration of Justice. And Jesse was the speaker, and had a chance to hang out over at the Marriott Hotel, and met a couple of flight attendants, interestingly enough, in the lounge of the hotel. And these flight attendants happened to be Southwest Airlines flight attendants. Now, if you have been trying to get anywhere in America today or over the weekend, you are going to have a hard time if you're flying Southwest Airlines, and there's a very good reason. Now, Southwest will tell you, well, it's the weather. Oh, it's terrible out there. All those sunny skies, it's very difficult for the pilots to fly in that kind of weather. But I have a question about that. Because, again, Southwest Airlines having to cancel thousands of flights, hundreds more today. Southwest says it's because of the weather and because of air traffic control. But this is the interesting point here, folks. Nobody else is facing cancellations or delays because of the weather or the air traffic controllers. As a matter of fact, I flew back late last night from Los Angeles to Memphis, and there were no flight delays. There were no cancellations of Delta flights. No cancellations of American or United, but there were on Southwest. Now, we were talking to these flight attendants, and one of the flight attendants flat out told me this has nothing to do with mechanical problems on the airplanes. This has nothing to do with the weather. This has nothing to do with air traffic control towers. This has everything to do with pilots standing up and fighting back over these mandatory jabs. And the flight attendants tell me that many people within Southwest Airlines are refusing to get the vaccine. So what's been happening over the past couple of days is not some sort of a weather problem. These pilots are calling in sick, And I say good for the airline pilots. I mean, if, I don't know about you, but I want to make sure my pilot, the person flying my jetliner, is feeling good. I mean, I don't want somebody who's going to be sneezing all over the place or coughing. I mean, heaven forbid they do that and they take a wrong turn up there. We hit turbulence. So I don't know about you, but I would much rather the pilot stay home and get better than get in the plane and risk something. Wouldn't you? So it's not just limited to Southwest Airlines, though. We are seeing reports and hearing reports all over the country of people calling out sick on the job over the China virus vaccines. Now, yesterday, I had a chance to speak at Calvary Chapel in Chino Hills, California. It was unbelievable. Not only was every service packed, they had about 1,000 seat overflow area. We, I think, all said and done, spoke to about 10,000 people yesterday. Spoke in three different services. And I can't tell you how many people came up to me, firefighters, police officers, who said, "Todd, I'm taking a stand." Been on the police force. I talked to a guy yesterday. He's been an LAPD cop for 26 years. He's one of the guys that flies the helicopters. He's putting in his papers. Going to call it a day. Met four or five school teachers who told me they're going to force the school district to fire them if they are required to get the vaccine. And I can't tell you how many parents I ran into who said they have pulled their kids out of public school. And this in California, folks. They've pulled their kids out of public school and now are either homeschooling the kids or they got them into a good private Christian school. People are fighting back. This is what we've been talking about on this radio program for months now. And I believe what we are beginning to see is the early stage of the great China virus rebellion, where American people say enough is enough. We're not going to take it anymore. Many of you have decided, I'm just going to live my life. I'm not doing this anymore. I will not tell you what flight I was on yesterday, but this happened going and coming back from Los Angeles. I noticed that a lot of people were not complying with the mandatory masks in the airport or on board the planes. And the flight attendants were very – now, it was a late-night flight, so maybe the rules are a little bit different. But people didn't have the mask over the nose. The flight attendants, they weren't yelling at people. They weren't telling people to put the mask on and all that. They weren't doing that. By the way, Grace Baker, I figured a way around the – I actually flew the entire flight without wearing a face mask.
Oh, you got to tell us your secret.
It's very simple. You order lots of beverages.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And you just keep the cup to your lip and sip.
That still seems like a lot of work.
It's a lot of work, and you got to get up and,
I was going to say.
You got to get up a couple of times.
And it's a little rough on the airplane.
Got to do, yes, but it's, the alternative is being in that hot, sweaty, nasty mask.
Yeah.
Nobody wants it. In Los Angeles, we went to, Grace, a bunch of really cool places. Nobody wearing the face masks.
Really?
Nobody was wearing the masks.
That surprises me just because it's California.
Right, exactly. You could walk into the stores. Now, the store workers had to wear the masks.
Yeah, of course.
But the customers, you could go in. Nobody got on to you. Nobody looked at you funny. They was like, how you doing?
I'm sure they're very tired of having to enforce any of that. So they're I'm not saying a word.
Oh, it was great. And Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, this was the church that fought back. They said, no, you're not going to shut us down. We're going to stay open. This is nothing about the vaccine. This is nothing about the virus. This is about our freedoms under the United States Constitution. Mm-hmm. So they fought back. Grace, I counted maybe two people out of the 10,000 that were wearing masks.
There you go. The people have spoken.
I think they have spoken. And I'm curious about you, ladies and gentlemen. Are you starting to sense that there is a rebellion growing in the United States? We have seen this happen in other countries over the weekend in France and Italy and Spain, Australia. People are beginning to fight back. And I'm wondering if you are starting to see this in your neighborhood. We're going to open up the phone lines here, folks. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number, 844-747-8868. And Grace Baker, I got to tell you, the voice is a little shot today.
Well, you had a busy weekend.
I don't believe I've ever lost my voice, but these were like back-to-back-to-back, 3 55-minute speeches.
Wow.
Yesterday, and I was struggling a little bit.
Well, I think that's fair.
And then we got in at 2 o'clock this morning.
Woo!
So all that to say, not a lot of sleep, but folks, we're going to persevere through the day. The voice is going to get better. Can't wait to hear from you guys. I don't want you guys to get a big head, but I kind of missed you guys. I mean, Jeff Stein and Jeff Katz, I know they did a great job, but I kind of missed hanging out with you. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
About to back up and bring it. It's Todd Starnes.
Now is your chance to enter to win one of 6 signed photos of President Trump. These were hand-signed by the president, and soon one could be hanging in your house. When President Trump signed these photos, he wanted to make sure all his supporters had the chance to get one. And now is your chance. All you have to do is text PHOTO to 55404 today for your chance to win a beautiful photo of President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump, hand-signed by President Trump himself, by texting PHOTO to 55404 right now. You'll get an exclusive double entry activated by my team for a limited time. Again, text PHOTO to 55404 to have your name entered twice to win a hand-signed Trump photo. You don't want to miss this opportunity, folks. Our contest ends soon, paid for by the National Republican Senatorial Committee. All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Good to have you with us today, back in Tennessee after 10 days in the beautiful state of California, but man, I wouldn't want to live there. Wow. You folks, the governor, by the way, just signed a bill today that bans the sale of gas-powered leaf blowers and lawnmowers. So if you have a lawnmower and it is a gas-powered lawnmower, you're not going to be able to buy a new one in California. Unless, of course, you just want to find one in like a Walgreens or something, or I don't know, that cost under, what, $500, and you could just walk into the store and take it. Because that's, again, if you don't have any money, you can just walk into the store in California and get whatever you want. So I guess that's a good bit. I guess that's a benefit to living in California is that, you don't have to pay for anything. You can just walk into a store, get what you want, and walk out. Hey, I want to go to the phones here. I'm very interested to talk with Suzanne. She's listening to us on WDUN from Georgia. Suzanne, I understand you know someone working for Southwest Airlines.
That's right. I do.
What's going on?
Well, it seems to be a strange sickness with Southwest Airlines. 2,000 flights were canceled over the weekend. Pilots are calling in sick because they do not want to be mandated they have to take the vaccine.
Now, Suzanne, I'm curious, what is the person, have you talked to this individual? And if so, what are they telling you?
They're telling me that Southwest is saying that all these flights were canceled because of weather, but that's not true.
And
you can go online and you can research it. You can find all the other airlines will manage to fly, but Southwest could not. And it was not. It's because the pilots are standing up. They're being patriots. They're standing up and saying they don't care if you choose to take the vaccine. Give me my constitutional rights to say no. I don't want to take it.
Yeah, I'm with you, Suzanne. Again, this is not pro or anti anything when it comes to the vaccine. This is about your freedom and your freedom of choice and the reality that people are getting very, very sick when they get this vaccine. There's no way around that. Now, the mainstream media, they don't want to talk about that. They don't want to cover that kind of story. But the truth is, people are getting sick and people are suffering after getting the vaccine. Suzanne, thank you for the phone call. Now, there is an airline pilot who's actually speaking out about all of this, and he's exposing this vaccine mandate nonsense. Cut number five, please.
I've been an airline pilot for 18 years, and now I'm facing an ultimatum. Not a choice, but an ultimatum. I'm being told in order to continue my career as an airline pilot, I must be vaccinated, which really means I have to choose between putting food on the table for my family and my freedom of choice. Whether you believe in vaccination is the right thing to do or not, the situation goes far beyond health. We, the American people, have fought for freedom for 257 years. We go around the world spreading ideas of freedom and democracy. We help other countries and people fight for their freedoms, while ours are being stripped away. You may think being forced to wear a mask or get a vaccination is insignificant, but when you begin to compile mandate after mandate and loss of freedom after freedom, it becomes very significant. As each thing is taken away, we face what is known as the shifting baseline syndrome. This syndrome changes our idea of a new and acceptable normal. Soon, we will not remember what it was like to have the freedoms we once did. Our children and our grandchildren will experience less freedom, and they won't have the privilege or the pleasure to enjoy the same choices our parents had or that we have. If we give into these mandates and we do not stand up for our freedom of choice, we dishonor every armed service person over the last 257 years. A disservice to the people who have fought and bled for the very freedoms we enjoy. Whether you believe in vaccination or not, I'm standing up for your freedom of choice. You may support the vaccine mandates because they fall in line with your current beliefs. But if we let this happen now, there will be a day when what you're told to do will not fall in line with your beliefs. If we do not stand together and fight back in one voice, soon we could be told where to live, what job we will do, what religion to believe, and how many children we can have. Do you really want someone telling your children or your grandchildren what, when, and how they will live every minute of their lives? It's time we take a stance. It's time we fight for our freedom of choice while we still can. Join us.
Yeah, and I hope you do, folks, because, again, if we do not stand together and fight back, this will become the new normal. You mark my words. That's why they want the kids. Look, this is why they want the kids to wear the masks in school. They want this to become their new normal. Just like the propaganda with the pronouns and the transgenderism and the anti-American hatred, the anti-capitalism lessons, this is all meant to condition our society for a new normal. And that's why they want the kids to wear the masks 7 hours a day while they are in the public school classroom. Folks, if you don't homeschool your kid, if you don't get your kid out of the public school, you've got a big problem on your hands. I'm telling you, Orange County, California, when the governor mandated the vaccines for all kids, K through 12, over 3,000 people called in Orange County, California alone. 3,000 people called the homeschool hotline to figure out, how do I do this? How do I educate my kid at home? How do I get them the heck out of that nasty, godless, heathen public school classroom? And it is a great question. By the way, many of you listening to my voice, you recently sent your son, your daughter off to college. You're already getting the feedback that our campuses are turning out to be very dangerous, very unfriendly places for students of faith. Public universities all over America are muzzling free speech. They're adopting rules and codes of conduct that specifically target Christian students. And that's why all this month we are helping our friends at Alliance Defending Freedom. We are generating support for the Freedom Fund. Now, I have to tell you, last week you guys did a pretty good job, but we've got to do better this week. I believe today we could actually hit our target of $25,000 if all of us chip in and contribute to the cause. Now, folks, here's what we want you to do. We would like for you to go to toddstarns.com, click on the Alliance Defending Freedom banner, and make a $100 donation today to the Freedom Fund. That's toddstarns.com. You can click on the Alliance Defending Freedom banner, or you can call in your gift, 855 855-716-7461. That's 855-716-7461. Join me in fighting for our Christian students on public university campuses at toddstarns.com. Got to take a break, folks. We'll be right back.
I've noticed that when I go to the shopping mall and buy one of the towels, they just don't seem to work very well. They feel too soft and too lotion-y. They just don't absorb the water. Well, our good friend Mike Lindell over at MyPillow has found a solution, and you've got to get yourself one of his brand new towels. These things are incredible, and best of all, they're made right here in the U.S., and all of his towels come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. You're going to be able to get a 6-piece set, 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths, all made with USA cotton. They are soft yet absorbent, and you're normally going to pay over $100, but thanks to our good friend Mike Lindell, $39.99. That's it. It's a great deal. All you have to do, go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the towels. Just enter the promo code STARNS, or you can call 800-839-8506 for some incredible radio specials. Again, MyPillow.com, promo code STARNS.
Oh, happy Columbus Day, America. Are you still? Yeah, we say that here on this program. What was it? Joe Biden releasing a statement today celebrating Indigenous Peoples Day. I just have a pretty simple question to ask all of these folks who hate Christopher Columbus and think he was Hitler. Isn't that what the coach from the NBA, Popovich, called him? We've got some audio we're going to play in just a moment. Here's my question. If in fact you feel that bad because Biden was basically apologizing for all of us being here in America, so what exactly do they want us to do? I mean, in all seriousness, what is it they want us to do? Do they want us to go back? I mean, go back to Europe? Is that what they want? I mean, it's just like, you know, when we talk about, you know, and a lot of people get very upset. They talk about, and rightfully so, the slave trade in America. Okay, but what they leave out of the story is who was doing the trading of the slaves. They only do one side of the story. They don't want to talk about the African nations that were engaged in the slave trade. And for that matter, I mean, and here Joe Biden is celebrating the indigenous people. These were some, and again, some, not all, for you Media Matters people that are currently monitoring our radio program, some, not all, of the Indians out there were brutal people. They were savages by the very definition of the word. They actually enslaved people. I don't hear Joe Biden, don't hear the Democrats, don't hear the anti-Christopher Columbus people talking about all of the indigenous people who were enslaving other indigenous people. What about that, ladies and gentlemen? They don't want to talk about that because, again, it is all selective. Now, one of the reasons people hate Christopher, So, look, I'm going to explain why we should be celebrating Christopher Columbus in just a moment, but I want you to hear. And again, you just can't make this stuff up. Coach Popovich from the NBA, this guy is, I don't know if he's crazy. He's the head coach of the San Antonio Spurs, Greg Popovich. The guy is a far left lunatic. I don't know if he's smoking, snorting, I don't know what. But I want you to take a listen to Coach Popovich comparing Christopher Columbus to Hitler. Let's take a listen.
You mentioned that, but it made me think a little bit beyond. I think the proclamation was obviously appropriate, important, needed, and all those sorts of things. But I'm a little confused about our city and why it's Indigenous Peoples Day / Columbus Day. Columbus. I mean, he initiated a new world genocide. That's what he did. And beginning with him and what he set in motion and what followed meant the annihilation of every indigenous person in Hispaniola, which was Haiti and the Dominican Republic today. That's what he did. He took slaves. He mutilated. He murdered. And they're gonna say slash and honor him. Well, you know, I got to give the San Antonio Independent School District a little bit of credit because at least they added Indigenous Peoples Day along with it, and that's a step in the right direction. But what the hell is Alamo Heights thinking? It's Columbus Day. That's why they're off on Monday. You know, maybe there's something I'm missing and I'm ignorant, but it makes me feel like they're living in a phone booth and they're educating our kids. Columbus Day, and we're going to honor that. And it's no knock on Italian Americans. That's a silly argument. You know, it's like saying we should be proud of Hitler because we're German. I mean, it makes no sense. It's about Columbus. It's not about Italian Americans. And so there are a lot of states that have come out and scratched the Columbus Day and made it Indigenous Peoples Day. But in our city, are we that backward that we have school districts that do that? I'm amazed. Just amazed.
Well, he did have one thing right. He is an ignorant man, Coach Popovich. Not a very good basketball coach either. But he's an ignorant man. By the way, Columbus was not Hitler. And let me explain this to you. First of all, Columbus did not set foot in the United States of America during his lifetime. And by the way, he was an envoy of the Spanish crown. And this is coming from the HispanicCouncil.org. He was an envoy of the Spanish crown. So you have to understand that Spanish law considered the native inhabitants of America, well, we're talking about the indigenous people, as having the same rights and obligations as the inhabitants of Spain. Spain was very different from other countries. When they went in to colonize an area, those individuals received the same protections that the Spaniards received. So, no, ladies and gentlemen, Columbus was not a man like Adolf Hitler, contrary to what Mr. Popovich has to say. But anyway, you're going to hear a lot of stories today. People are going to be desecrating the statues and the monuments of Christopher Columbus because this is what they do. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868.
Triggering microaggressions from coast to coast. It's Todd Starnes.
I don't know, maybe it's just me, but when I see these protests and these tens of thousands and in some cases hundreds of thousands of people marching in France and England and Australia, it just seems to me that we are facing a new world war. This is World War III. And for whatever reason, I know a lot of people are looking to America, but man, I don't know what the problem is. Why are we not taking to the streets? Why are we not engaged in the massive street protest? I mean, we've got folks all over the world that are in the streets fighting for their freedom. And yet we're not. We have taken a pass on that. Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show, 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number, 844-747-8868. Here's how bad it is in Australia. Police are actually, they're monitoring people's social media accounts. If this ever happened here, we would be broadcasting live the interactions with the police. I can promise you that. And we would not comply. But here's what the police are doing. They're going door to door checking out people's social media platforms, and if they're posting photographs from the protest, they're demanding to know if these people actually attended the protest. I want you to take a listen to one of those encounters that happened in Australia.
Do you agree that you put some posts on Facebook? Does this look
familiar?
Nice
and legal eyes. Yep.
Did you put this on Facebook?
Yep.
So the question that's been raised is, were you there?
Bombed. Yeah.
Is that you? Or?
Well.
Were you there?
Well, does it matter? Yeah, you're handing me paperwork saying I've sent a photo.
I'm not handing you anything. I'm asking a question.
Well, you've got the photo, don't you? So
that doesn't, you've put a photo on Facebook, doesn't actually confirm whether you were there or not. So I'm asking,
so
you, were you there?
So if I say no, you're not going to give me the paperwork, you're going
to
go home,
There's
are you?
There's no paperwork here to give you. This is
okay,
my
so what are we here for?
We're here,
are you here to serve me?
Okay,
or?
What part did, no.
It's intimidation.
Yeah, I know. It's just,
it's pretty laughable.
It's loserish. It is like sad.
I'm doing
what is this humanity? Where are we going in life? You've got the cops coming around here to tell me that I've been in a protest
six months ago. To ask if you have been.
How illegal is that?
Which part?
Going to a protest. Why are you guys here?
Because
why is the police on my doorstep about a protest?
Yeah. Because
why?
It's illegal.
Black Lives Matter protest 2 weeks before that.
Yeah.
Yeah, was that illegal? Are you knocking on their doors?
Maybe.
No, you're not. So
it's clearly
why are you working for this corrupt government? What are you guys doing? Who are you serving? Are you serving us or are you serving the corrupt government and health officials? They want no good for you. They're not there for you.
Were you there?
What?
Were you there?
You can answer my question, can't you?
No, we can't answer.
Well, I won't answer that.
Okay.
I'll just no comment it.
All right.
Like, what? What are we here for?
Well, what part of when I?
What the f*** do you want from me?
What did you understand when I first told you why we're here?
Well, you're asking if I'm at a protest 6 months ago.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't recall. I do not recall.
We've been asked.
I don't recall. I'm sorry.
Because of crimes, anonymous.
I don't recall. I don't recall.
Well, then we'll end the conversation. Unless you want to say anything else.
Go ask Andrews.
What's your reason for breaching the show direction?
What are you talking about? I don't recall.
My apologies, ladies and gentlemen. We had a bit of an issue there with a word. I will say this. I will say this, and hear me. This is going to happen in America. We know that because early on, Biden told the CDC to dispatch these agents to your neighborhoods to knock on your doors. That's what's going to happen. We've been conditioned to tattle on our neighbors, to snitch on our neighbors if they are violating the health procedures. You guys remember that back in the early days of the pandemic? So that's not going away. What's happening in Australia is going to come to America. You mark my words. As we get closer to the 2022 midterm elections, there will be a crackdown on our civil liberties again. And keep in mind, many of us are still not living in free America. So you better wake up and you better pay attention to what's happening in this country. All right, let's go to the phones, 844-747-8868. Deborah, North Carolina on WSIC. Deborah, what's on your mind?
God bless you, Todd Starnes. I'm calling in about the stampeding, protesting in these other countries. That is coming to us. It's all over our country. It's here. It's here. And how is it that Judge Kavanaugh was fully vaccinated and he come down with the coronavirus? I am knowing that we're all in danger. These people do not have us. God does. And I wanted to call you back, sir, and thank you for taking my call. God bless you all the walks of your life.
What?
And everybody keeps your shotguns loaded, no threat. Just understand we're not safe either.
All right, Deborah. Well, appreciate the call there. Deborah's fired up, and she seems to think the protests are coming to America. I don't know. I'm not quite sure at this point what would motivate people, what would motivate Americans to get out of the streets by the tens of thousands. I mean, they shut down our churches. It seems to me that would have been the motivating, that would have been the instigating incident that would have propelled people into the streets. But that people just shrugged their heads. They're like, oh, what do you want us to do? Yeah, we just won't go back to church. By the way, she is right. Deborah is right, by the way. that people who are getting the vaccine are coming down with the China virus, and they're quite frankly giving other people the China virus. But even worse than that, kids who are getting this vaccine, by and large, are coming down with very severe health issues regarding their heart. I want you to listen to what happened. Walgreens apparently gave the kids the vaccine instead of a flu shot.
Evansville family with children 4 and 5 years old say they were accidentally given full adult doses of the Pfizer coronavirus vaccine instead of flu shots. They say it happened on October 4th at the Walgreens on St. Joseph Avenue. The family of four includes 2 adults and 2 young children, both too young for the Pfizer or any other COVID vaccine. Well, the family's attorney, Daniel Tooley, shared with us what he says are vaccination cards given to the family by Walgreens. They show children born in 2016 and 2017 were given a Pfizer coronavirus vaccine. The family says they left the pharmacy thinking they had gotten their flu shots, but a Walgreens employee later called them and said they had made a mistake. Tooley says the children have been taken to a pediatric cardiologist, and the family was told both are showing signs of heart issues. We've reached out to Walgreens several times, but have not yet heard back.
Okay, how many times do we have to have this conversation on the radio where you've got all of these people, these kids, young people that are getting the vaccine? And I just feel horrible for these parents. They send their kids over to the Walgreens thinking they're going to get the flu shot, and they get the vaccine. Then they end up in the hospital with heart problems. This is happening over and over and over again, and nobody wants to talk about this. Nobody wants to talk about it. As a matter of fact, you had CDC officials just a couple of years ago talking about vaccines, and they said, look, it takes years to develop these vaccines, years of clinicals to test the vaccine. That was just a couple of years ago, and now, poof, they're creating vaccines in a matter of a couple of weeks or a couple of months. They're jabbing them into our arms, and if you complain about it, well, all of a sudden you become the bad guy. Now, coming up a little bit later, we're going to play some audio from a U.S. Marine who actually is refusing to get the vaccine. And I've heard from a lot of people in the military. Many of you have sent me the orders that have come down, and they're playing hardball. You don't get this vaccine, you could face a court-martial, you could face jail time, you could even face a dishonorable discharge. And a lot of these soldiers, military personnel, are saying, you know what, I'm okay with that. But you're not gonna jab poison into my arm. So we'll get into more of that in the next hour of the program. Also, as we were out on our tour, took a little bit of time for some R&R, and I was down in Newport Beach, and I could not help but notice something as I looked out over the Pacific Ocean. There were hundreds of cargo ships anchored just off the coast of California. And folks, I'm telling you, the next big problem coming our way is the supply chain. Many of you have already noticed the shortages of food and supplies in your grocery stores. I was reading about this just yesterday. Even my local Kroger, people are saying that a lot of the things that they normally would go and buy at the Kroger are not there, and it's because of these supply chain issues. Joe Biden and the Democrats are in the process of dismantling this country. And it is going to be a very long 4 years, folks. That's why we've got to get out and we've got to mobilize for 2022. Folks, got to take a break here. 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
From Memphis, Tennessee, on the banks of the mighty Mississippi, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
Todd Stearns.
Oh, yeah.
And hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. It is good to be back with you after a very long 10 days in California. We were up and down Southern California from the Antelope Valley all the way down to Orange County. holding a series of speeches and meetings and gatherings and meeting so many of our great listeners and readers out there who are fighting the good fight behind enemy lines. But it is good to be back with you. Got in about 2 o'clock this morning, the voice a little raspy. So hopefully by tomorrow we'll be back up to full steam. But we're going to persevere through the day. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Now, there is mainstream media hysteria over the lieutenant governor of North Carolina, a man who I happen to know, have had multiple conversations with. We've been on the platform together as speakers. He is a good and decent Christian man. He is the lieutenant governor of North Carolina. Now, he recently, and I don't know how, this was back in June, I think, he was speaking at a Baptist church. And someone got a hold of a portion of the message, and they're very upset. The rampaging mob of sex and gender revolutionaries are now coming after the lieutenant governor and demanding that he resign. I want to play for you a clip of what the lieutenant governor said. Cut number 7, please.
I'm saying this now, and I've been saying it, and I don't care who likes it. Those issues have no place in a school. There's no reason anybody anywhere in America should be telling any child about transgenderism, homosexuality, any of that filth. And yes, I called it filth. And if you don't like it that I called it filth, come see me and I'll explain it to you.
I have no idea why people are upset about this. I really don't. Right Wing Watch says that the lieutenant governor said Christians must take control of public schools because children are being abused by being taught filth. Well, that's absolutely correct. They are. So I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, and we are honored to have the lieutenant governor of North Carolina, Mark Robinson, with us. Mark, good to have you on the show today.
Hey, Todd, can you hear me?
Mark, you're coming in loud and clear.
Great, good to be here.
Mark, a lot of people are saying that you should resign. Will you resign from office?
I'll tell them like that general told the German general in World War II, nuts, at the Battle of the Bulls, nuts. I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to stand firm on this issue. We were serious about it when we took the issue up. We're even more serious about it now because what these folks have done, they have once again poked the bear. They have once again awakened more sleeping giants. They have brought this issue to light for people who did not previously know about it. We are now showing the pictures of the stuff that is being presented to these children in schools. We will not stop. We will not relent. They could bully us all they want to, but their attempts are not going to work. Because I firmly believe more North Carolinians, more Americans believe in what we are saying than what the other side is saying, and we're going to keep pushing forward.
And Mark, I know you, I know your heart, I know where you come from, and you're a good man. And they're trying to convince people that you're out there saying that gay people are filthy people. That's not what you said. You were talking about the lessons in the classroom. Is that correct?
Absolutely. I have said this time and time again. America is not a theocracy. We have to give people the room to be who they want to be and how they want to identify themselves. Even if we disagree with it personally, professionally, spiritually, it doesn't matter whether or not we agree with it. We have to give people their space to be what they want to be. What we are not going to allow, however, are these topics to be forced on children in school or even really be presented to children in schools. This place has no place in our schools, our libraries, our classrooms, anywhere. And we're going to fight like heck to make sure they get removed.
Now, Mark, I'm curious, are there specific things that you were referring to, or is this just in general terms? Have there been issues in North Carolina schools?
At the time, I was referring to it in general terms. But if they want to get specific, we have already put out a video where we are bringing specific examples, including pictures. And those pictures are waking people up. Folks who had no idea what was going on with this issue are seeing these pictures, and they are shocked and appalled. And I assure you, we're going to continue to present this information to people, and we're going to expose this for exactly what it is.
On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, the Lieutenant Governor of the state of North Carolina, Mark Robinson. Mark, you have come under attack from day one. The left hates you, and I'm wondering, why is it that the left hates you?
Well, number one, they hate me because I refuse to back down. That's number one. Number two, I'm going to just be honest with you. A lot of them hate me because I don't fit the mold. I don't fit the stereotype. I'm a black man who speaks his mind, who speaks of Christian principles, speaks about the greatness of this nation, touts conservative principles, which build states and nations and cities, and they don't like it. And the main thing that they really despise about me is the fact that I put Jesus Christ in front of everything that I do, and I stand firm on those principles. And so that's why they hate it.
You see, Mark, I'm with you here, and I think it's the double whammy. You're a black conservative, and you're a Christian man, and they can't stand that because it goes against their preconceived notions and narratives.
Absolutely. Absolutely, it does. It flies in the face of everything that they say, from CRT, which cannot explain my success, all the way down to the fact that they think that all black people have to be liberal Democrats or vote for liberal Democrats, which also flies in the face of my story.
Mark, we understand that a group of pastors are going to be holding a press conference sometime today amid these growing calls for you to step down. Look, I hope you don't. I hope you stand your ground here. What these people are doing is disgusting because you are not calling anybody filthy. You are calling the lessons they're trying to shove down the throats of our kids. That's what you were calling disgusting, and they know it. Shame on them for doing that.
Absolutely. We're not going anywhere. We're going to stand firm on what we're on our beliefs. And, you know, like I said, we have plenty of people behind us, and the truth, like always, will prevail. So we're not worried about it in the least bit. Those folks that are calling for us to resign, the top person, the very first person who bought this up, he's only doing it to prop up a failing Senate campaign. That's the only reason why he bought this issue up. He's been trying to use my name from day one to prop up his campaign and highlight himself by using my name. So we're not worried about him in the least bit. As far as any pastor who would stand up for the things that we are highlighting and showing, in the video that we showed and all the indoctrination information that we have presented so far, if they claim to be a pastor and they're standing up for those things, they are the ones that should be ashamed. And quite frankly, they are the ones who should resign from their posts.
Yeah, I hear you on that. I'm curious what response you've been getting from folks there in North Carolina about this.
Our response has been overwhelmingly positive, overwhelmingly positive. The negative response that we've been getting has been responses from people who didn't vote for us anyway. So we expect to get negative responses from those folks. We expect to get negative responses from folks who are pushing these agendas. We expect that. But the overwhelming majority of folks, the absolute overwhelming majority of folks who are contacting us in support of us. And not only that, they want to get involved so that they can make sure that this type of stuff is rooted out of their school systems as well.
Well, and again, Mark, this goes back to public schools. And how many, look, in Virginia, your next door neighbors, they're dealing with books promoting pedophilia in the public school libraries. I mean, this is some ugly stuff. Are you guys, is this what you're talking about?
Absolutely. In any form, this stuff should not exist in schools in any form. And anyone who thinks that it does, I'm very, very suspicious of you, because this is not what we should be teaching our children. Look, Todd, in North Carolina, we spend almost half of our entire state budget on education. And just the school board meeting I was just at, the numbers are staggering on how we are failing our children on a primary education level, which is reading. How many of our children are illiterate on a grade level? This cannot stand. In a state where we spend half of our resources on education, we're failing at the basic level, but we're presenting them with this filth. And yes, anybody who looks at it and doesn't call it filth, again, I question them.
I'm with you, Mark. And so, look, we've got your back here. You're a bold man. We appreciate your great leadership in the state of North Carolina. Don't get discouraged, man, because they're going to come after you. And they've come after us. And you just have to you got to fight back. And that's what you're doing. And you're doing it the right way.
Absolutely. The Bible says don't be weary in well-doing. And we are not, because we are well-doing. We are fighting for the children of North Carolina, and we're fighting for what's right.
Love it. All right, Mark, you hang in there. And you've got my contact info. Anything you need, you let us know.
We will. Thank you, Todd.
All right, that's the North Carolina Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson. And, man, you know, the racism that exists in the mainstream media, it's beyond the pale. The things they do to black conservatives like Mark Robinson, you just go down the list, Alveda King, Alan West, Larry Elder, the racism comes out. These leftists and these liberals are as racist as the day is long. They can't stand it to see blacks succeeding and blacks in power. It's unbelievable. But he is coming under attack right now from some pretty vile organizations that are completely distorting and taking out of context what he said. When I saw the headlines, I didn't even need to know what the context of it was. I knew it was taken out of context. So here's the deal. You've got a lot of people, including gay religious leaders, which is an oxymoron. You've got gay religious leaders out there now calling for the governor or the lieutenant governor to resign. Democrats calling for him to resign, blasting him for these comments he made at this church house. They say that he called gay people filthy, and that is a lie. It's a flat out lie. And we're going to call it out as a lie on this radio program. All right, got to take a break here, folks. 844-747-8868. You folks in North Carolina, you ought to be glad you've got a lieutenant governor like Mark Robinson. And honest to goodness, I think one day he's going to make a really fine governor of your state. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
All right, just got a message from Judith over on the Facebook live stream. And by the way, folks, if you want to watch us, some of you like to listen, but if you would like to watch us, you can do that on toddstarnes.com. Go to our Facebook page, and you'll be able to watch the live video stream from inside our palatial studios here at the Todd Starnes Radio Show Bunker. Judith writes in, and she's talking about these shortages. She says, Todd, everybody needs to stock up on groceries right now. Here in Texas, the shelves are already going bare. This weekend, we went shopping. The water aisle was 3/4 empty. Instant carnage. Well, let me stop right here for a second. Folks, I wouldn't worry about water so much. There's something called a faucet, and you can actually turn it on and get water for free. It's very delicious here in Memphis, Tennessee. Anyway, Judith goes on to say, instant carnation pet milk aisle used as a substitute for baby formula is empty. The cereal aisles, half empty. The soup and ramen aisles, 2/3 empty. And the chicken in the meat department was close to gone. I think Judith also has cats. She says the kitty cat food in the cans almost gone. Do not wait until November. Think 6 months out. 180 days, stock up now before rationing in our country starts again before the holidays, just like the last year of the pandemic. Now, I'm curious, have any of you actually seen the shortages? Again, I saw the reports in one of the local neighborhood blogs that our Kroger in Germantown, Tennessee was suffering from a lot of shortages. A lot of the supplies were just not there. What about you? And again, we'd like to verify this information. If this is something that's just happening in Texas, if it's something that's just happening in Tennessee, or are you starting to see those shortages happen in your communities? 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number, 844-747-8868. Now, Grace, I have to imagine that, you know, ramen noodles, that's like your generation. I mean, that's like apocalyptic, I have to imagine.
It's kind of an essential during your college years.
Oh, that's not good.
That's not good at all.
That's the stuff that comes in the packages, and you pour the hot water, and you have an instant meal.
Boom.
Oh, there you go.
It costs like 25 cents a pack.
Wow. So I'm not kidding, Grace. I was just, you know, stunned. You just, as far as the eye could see, you had these huge cargo ships that were just anchored right off the California coastline.
That's crazy. Something out of a movie, huh?
Unbelievable. It really is. And it's slightly dystopian in some way.
Yes.
Of course, some of the areas we drove through in Los Angeles were, they look like hellscapes.
I think like third world countries.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the drug addicts and the filth. Squalor, the homeless people just setting up the tents, the whole nine yards. But here's what was interesting, and this was sort of surprising. Went to a lot of restaurants, and again, there were good crowds out, but the restaurants were barely opened.
Yeah, like really understaffed?
No. They had plenty of staff.
Oh.
Nobody was out.
Oh, I got you.
And we were down in Newport Beach, which is a fairly affluent part of it's one of the wealthiest parts of California.
Sure.
And you would think that people, even though they're outside shopping, having a good time, there were just not a lot of people going in and sitting down eating at these restaurants.
Mm. No one wants to spend their money. Everyone's trying to save because they know, I mean, the economy is just so fragile.
Well, you know, our good friend Paul Chappell took us out to treated us all to a great dinner at a place called Mastro's, which is a beautiful restaurant and great views of the Pacific Ocean right there. Outdoor, we had an outdoor dinner with a tent, under a tent, and it was just unbelievable. You can only eat so much really delicious high-end food. You know what I mean?
I don't know yet what you mean, but sometime one day.
So, you know, you get that good. Well, you know, we've been out a time or two,
yes,
and
yes,
you eat a good meal. You eat a good meal. At some point, I was out there with our managing editor, Caleb Park.
Sure.
I said, Caleb, I know this sounds terrible, but I'm just wanting some good diner food.
I thought you were going to say Chick-fil-A.
No. I'm good with Chick-fil-A for right now. But I was just wanting some good diner food.
So
we're driving down the Coast Highway, and I look, there's a big sign that says Ruby's, and it's one of these 50s diners.
Oh.
Sort of, it's not really a dive, but it's on its way to being a dive.
Gotcha.
And went in there, sat down, and we're like, hey, are you serving the, yeah, come on in. There were at least 12 workers, and there were 4 customers.
Wow.
So we had great customer service.
I was about to say, I'm sure you got a great meal.
Oh, my gosh. It was my favorite. They got it's a diner burger, but here's the secret. The secret's in the sauce. So they put the mayonnaise on the bread, the bun, then they put the bun, and they toast the bun with the mayonnaise on it, a little butter, and that makes the burger like, that was probably one of the best meals we've had. A diner burger with a chocolate banana milkshake.
It's the little things.
It's the little things in life, Grace Baker. The little things in life. All right, got to take a break here, folks. What's happening at your grocery store down at Home Depot? You seeing the shortages? 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Oh, is this Al Green? Oh, we got to play this a little bit. All right, come on now, America. We got a little Al Green action. Huh? Hey, Grace, I got to tell you this before we go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line.
Okay.
I inadvertently let slip that I am a bachelor. And at the church, of all places. So we're doing the big book signing. I had five incredibly gorgeous blonde women come up to me. And what you doing for lunch?
And?
Well, we had other plans. And I'll tell you about that later.
Did you get any phone numbers?
Yes.
Oh.
I got some phone numbers.
I mean, I'll be honest. Most women, they just look at the hand first.
Yeah, that's true.
They do. They look. You don't even have to say I'm a bachelor or whatever. They just go, okay, no wedding band? Probably.
They're thinking, you know, Starnes, he's got all of his teeth. He's, got a job, you know. pretty good provider, good benefits.
Dang.
I'm just saying. Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Good to have you with us today. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Honored to have with us a new friend of the program, Congressman Jason Smith. Congressman, good to have you with us today.
It's great to be with you, Todd. I can tell you personally, whenever people see that I don't have a ring on either, it's the same kind of the issues. You just don't want to ever say that.
Yeah, it's one of those things, Congressman. You're like, oops. But it is what it is. Hey, Congressman, big story today. What's going on with Southwest Airlines? I mean, the airline says it's the weather, but nobody else seems to be impacted by the weather, just Southwest Airlines. But a lot of people are saying these pilots are walking off the job. They're staging sick outs because of these mandatory vaccines. Your reaction, what are you hearing?
You know, this is a real problem. It's not just a real problem for Southwest Airlines. It's a real problem for all kinds of hospitals and healthcare providers, I can tell you. Across Missouri, we've seen it up in New York, where they've already had the vaccine mandates kick in much sooner. But the folks all across the board, whether it's, you know, Southwest Airlines or whether it's people that's working in hospitals or healthcare providers or any kind of manufacturer, there's a lot of people that they would rather quit their job than to take that vaccine. And you know what? I'm vaccinated. I encourage people to be vaccinated if that's what they want to do, Todd, but it needs to be their choice. It shouldn't be a mandate from the government, and it definitely shouldn't be a mandate from their employer. It needs to be their personal health choice.
And that gets lost in the narrative coming out of Washington and coming out of the mainstream media, Congressman, is that this is ultimately about freedom of choice.
That's what it should be. I mean, that is why we're Americans. We believe in liberty. We believe in freedom. And it's all about choice. And I'll tell you, by forcing down these mandates, I know a lot of people that will become even more bullheaded and be like, there is no way I'm going to do that. In fact, it backfires of what these folks are wanting to get accomplished, and that's more people being controlled. But the president's executive order forcing these vaccine mandates is ridiculous. It's all about control. He wants to have more control. Why would he exclude Congress? Why would he exclude the post office? The post office. There's more federal employees in the post office than anything. It's all about command and control over the lives and livelihoods of everyday Americans, and that's unacceptable.
On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line from the great state of Missouri, representing the 8th Congressional District, Congressman Jason Smith. Congressman, you know, another big part of all of this, the supply chain. I was out in California last week, and I was just stunned to see just ship after ship after ship parked off the coast or not able to offload their cargo. And we're getting reports from our listeners of supply chain issues all over the country.
The sight that you will see of all the cargo ships that are just on our coastline needing to be unloaded, it's just another example of how we need more people to work. Whether you travel all across this country, you see help wanted signs everywhere. It's all about a workforce shortage everywhere, and it's going to catch up. I personally, Todd, I don't know what these people's doing that's not working. I don't know how they're paying for things. It doesn't make sense. But I can tell you, traveling across Missouri, what we hear from everyone every day is that we can't get people to work. And one of the reasons we know why people can't work is because they've been making more money not working through the federal government than actually working, which is the most unacceptable thing. We did a study a few years ago on the House Ways and Means Committee that a single mother with two kids, who's completely dependent on all the different welfare programs, federal and state, would have to make more than $69,000 a year to have a better quality of life than full dependence on the federal and state government. That is wrong.
That and the nearly $5 a gallon for gas that the folks out in California are paying, I suspect that's going to get worse, and not just in California, but all over the country.
Todd, what we're facing are so many crises that's been created by Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, and Chuck Schumer, whether it's the energy crisis that you just talked about that has single-handedly been created by Joe Biden and his executive orders. Gas prices in my home state of Missouri are up 80% since Joe Biden has taken office. 80%. That's crazy. You see $5 a gallon in California. People can't handle it. We have the inflation crisis. We are expected to hit the highest inflation since 1981, and that's without counting this reckless spending that they're proposing right now of this reconciliation package that's over $4.2 trillion right now that has passed out of the House Budget Committee. And then think about the border crisis. My goodness, more than 1 million people have illegally crossed the border since Joe Biden has become president. And in this reconciliation package, he's providing $109 billion to give amnesty to 10 million illegals. I mean, the spending, the amnesty, this will only fuel the crises that we currently have. I don't know why they're trying to destroy every aspect of America.
Unbelievable. Well, Congressman, we appreciate you coming on the program today and appreciate your great insight into what's happening. And thanks for fighting the good fight there in Missouri.
Todd, it's great to be with you. And you guys take care of yourself and have a great Monday.
All right, Congressman Jason Smith, ladies and gentlemen, from the 8th Congressional District there in Missouri, talking about these supply chain shortages. Someone just sent in a note. They said, Todd, went to the Walgreens to get the Halloween costume, and there were hardly any Halloween costumes or other kinds of things available. By the way, Grace, did I read this correctly? I know Dr. Fauci has an issue with holidays that celebrate our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But Halloween, the Satan's holiday, he doesn't have a problem with that. Is that right?
Yes, the oh-so-benevolent, Dr. Fauci said, yeah, your kids can go trick-or-treat outdoors, but if you haven't gotten the vaccine, maybe don't.
Here's what gets me. That is like, that should be the COVID holiday because everybody's wearing a mask.
Exactly.
And nobody minds wearing
a
mask.
That's what I didn't understand last year, what the big controversy about it was.
I never understood that.
In theory, it should be the safest holiday.
In theory, it should be. So Jesus holidays are bad. Lucifer holidays are good. Is that Clearly. Basically the...
Listen, all wow. I said is wow. For Halloween, I got your costumes covered. Just either dress up as a job application or Dr. Fauci. Both are pretty scary to a lot of people nowadays.
Oh, I like that. What are you going as this year?
So I'm going to be Anita, my husband's going to be Roger, and then I'm going to have Merlot the Dalmatian from the movie.
Oh, so you're going to be like Dalmatian the movie. What
101
about?
Dalmatians, yeah.
We'll have to check in with DJ Kyle to see what he's going as this year.
I know. I've been trying to. I don't think he's decided yet.
All right. Well, the audience is going to want to know.
Oh, of course.
They are going to want to know.
His dying fans.
I'm just, by the way, Avery sent me a note. We went to the Ritz-Carlton in Dana Point.
And Avery.
I got hate mail over this. How dare you? How dare you spend all that money to go to the Ritz-Carlton? Okay, look, I had a $6 Baptist martini at the bar. What do you want from me? How dare you? So I replied to the person. I'm like, well, okay, well, look, here's the deal. I just went there to do some work, enjoy the scenery, and have a delicious Baptist martini. By the way, you folks at Calvary Chapel, that's a Diet Coke with a wedge of lemon. How dare you? It's $1,000 a night.
Well, they're just...
Okay, I wasn't spending the night there. I was having a Baptist martini. And you know what? Who cares? You know what? It's my money. And if I want to spend $1,000 a night, which I won't do... And you know why I won't do that, Grace Baker?
Why, sir?
Because you can get a free, delicious breakfast at the Hampton Inn.
There you go.
For far less than $1,000 a night.
Nice.
I'm just telling you. Oh, Superman. This is a great Avery Bryson story.
I know.
Superman is getting a male lover.
I saw this.
This.
Why does Avery have to be studious and in classes? Shame
on him. Poor Avery. all of the superhero characters are going gay. Have you noticed that?
That's why he doesn't want to come talk to us.
It's just depressing. It's like, okay, Avery, you know, Wonder Woman's a lesbian.
Which one is it today?
I don't know. Aquaman does something with the dolphins, so he's into bestiality.
I'm not going down
Spider-Man this road. Spider-Man is, you know, I don't know.
Getting but tangled now, up in some interesting webs.
So Superman, Grace, stop. Stop, Grace. Stop it.
See, the audience doesn't get to see my eyebrow raise as I do.
So I don't mean to be judgmental here, but we're going to have this photo up on our website. I'm working on a story on this. Superman is making out with a dude who has pink hair.
Yes.
And I just don't think that's a good look for a guy. You know, I just think if you're a guy, you should have, you know, regular hair color. That's just me. Anyway, Superman is getting a male lover. This is the son of Superman. So this is Junior. So
I thought it was John.
So John, I don't know, Superman Jr. Anyway, the guy is making out with his lover, and it's on the front. I mean, it's right there,
right in your face,
right in your face, and they are they're locked lips.
It's something.
Is this where I'm curious to know from comic book fans out there? I mean, does this bother you that your beloved characters have been turned into radical LGBT activists? Does that bother you? And again, what does this say about me? Because from day one, you know, Superman, Lois Lane, you know, Peter Parker and the next door neighbor, I forget her name. But it was always like, I don't believe there were any of these mainline characters. I mean, everybody always had their thoughts about Batman and Robin. But, I mean, by and large, you know, Batman still was, the ladies' man with a Catwoman person or Batwoman. I don't know all these people. That being said, what does this say about the LGBT movement? Because isn't the reality of the LGBT movement, this is like in their doctrinal philosophy, is that you are born that way. Is that not, am I wrong here? You are born that way. So Superman was birthed a heterosexual man who wore cape and tights, a heterosexual man. So are they now saying that you can change? So like in midstream, you can change your sexuality. Is that what they're trying to convey to us now in these comic books? 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show. Jeez, Lou.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
So the new woke Superman fights for truth, justice, and the LGBT way. Making out with a gay dude wearing pink hair. That's the new DC Comics. Wow. What a shame. It's you just wonder at what point is everything in the culture just LGBT? And then the anomalies become the straight characters. I mean, if everybody's going gay, it's just a very strange time in America, ladies and gentlemen. And that's one of the reasons why we are standing to fight for Alliance Defending Freedom. And I'm just going to be honest with you, folks. We need your help all of this week. We were off last week. Our fundraising went down just a smidge, but we've got to get back on track, and we're going to do that today. Our goal is to raise $25,000 for our good friends over at Alliance Defending Freedom. They are fighting for truth, justice, and the American way in the courtroom, standing up for people who are fighting for their religious rights, standing up for college students who are being silenced on their campuses, standing up for moms and dads and families who are coming under attack in this country. It is a big deal, and we need your help. Now, today, we are asking you to join us and make a $100 contribution to the Freedom Fund. It is a completely tax-deductible gift. So it's $100. You say, Todd, I don't have $100. I got $25. Give $25. Whatever you can do to help the cause, we will greatly appreciate. Now, we do have some special giving levels, and the highest one, $10,000. If you contribute $10,000 to Alliance Defending Freedom, me, Todd Starnes, I'm personally going to fly you and a guest to Memphis, Tennessee. You're going to have a great weekend. We're going to put you up at the Peabody Hotel, the Grand Hotel of the South. We're going to let you sit in on a live show, and you're going to have dinner with the entire team. I think we're even going to take you out to Graceland and show you around where Elvis used to live. It's going to be a wonderful weekend. Now, that is for any of our listeners who donate at the $10,000 level. And we would love for some of you out there to do that. We also have other great gifts to give you at the $1,000 level and the $500 level. And we'll be telling you more about that in the coming days. But again, if you would like to join us, and we need your help, they do these cases pro bono, they don't charge a single penny, which is why we are standing alongside our friends at Alliance Defending Freedom and raising money all this month. It's sort of our ADF Radiothon here on the Todd Starnes Radio Show. And I can tell you, you have already been so incredibly generous, and we want to invite even more of you to do that. Okay, how do I give? Very simple. ToddStarnes.com. You can look, you will scroll down and you will see the giant Alliance Defending Freedom banner. You click on that and you'll be able to donate online. It takes just a few seconds to do. You can also call 855-716-7461. That's 855-716-7461. You know, Grace, at the 10,000 level, maybe we could throw in the dog, like Merlot.
No, maybe like a stuffed version.
No, I meant like they could meet Merlot.
Oh, I thought you meant give.
No, we're not giving the dog. For $50,000, we're going to give you Merlot.
Whoa!
Why don't we do that?
I did not agree to this.
No, I'm just kidding.
Yes, you can meet Merlot.
Grace, I've never heard you so passionate.
It's my baby.
He's giving away my dog. What are you doing? What? Come on. Got to take a break here, folks. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. We'll be right back.
Coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee. It's common sense conservative commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
So I don't know what it's like in your communities. By the way, welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. Good to have you with us today. Good to be back in Memphis, Tennessee. The voice is slowly coming back to normal. I had to speak yesterday, Grace Baker. It was back to back to back, like 55-minute speeches. And then the first one was at 7:15 in the morning.
Oof.
So we had to get up. I just want to explain the day. We were staying at the Marriott in Irvine, California. And about 1 o'clock in the morning, let me back it up. So Saturday, I was emceeing the Pacific Justice Institute Celebration of Justice. This is how they raise all of their money.
Sure.
And it's a big black tie affair, just an amazing time. We have my job on those things as an emcee is to keep the train on schedule.
Sure.
You know, because you want to get
move
people
it
out.
Along.
You got to move it along. And a lot of those emcees like to make it about them. I'm just like, let's get this done. Let's get it over with. So anyway, it was a great time, but it was a long night. So got in about 10 or 10:30, hung out with Jesse Waters in the lounge at the Marriott, which was hosting a national dance competition.
Oh, I bet that was interesting.
Like, you know that TV show, the reality show,
so
where you got
you
the kids? Yeah. No. Well, yeah, I guess that's it.
There's multiple.
There are all sorts of them. But anyway, it was a rowdy crowd in the Marriott. And this is a nice Marriott, but it was a rowdy crowd.
I'm sure they were partying it up. I mean, what age group are we talking? Like middle schoolers, high schoolers, college?
Hard to say. I think it's hard to say, but there were a lot of raging drunks in the lobby of the hotel. This Marriott did. They're starting a new thing though, and this, I don't know if this is just unique to this one Marriott. Is it the golf thing? What is it? Top Flight? The golf thing.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I've just never done it.
They have one of those. They're building that in the hotel. So you're going to
Top Golf.
So you're going to be able to go. It's like something. It's there.
It's anyway. Something. It is pretty cool.
So anyway, it was obligatory. Hadn't had dinner yet because when you're the MC, you don't have time to sit down and enjoy the delicious filet and fish.
No, of course not. Job to do.
So I got the fish I got shrimp tacos at the bar. Hung out with Waters, caught up on what was going on at Fox News, and then went our merry way. So this was around 11 o'clock. We had to get up around, I think, 4:30 to get to the church at 1 a.m. This god-awful noise, there's blaring, and an announcer comes on. It says, ladies and gentlemen, please evacuate the hotel. Ugh. This is not an emergency. So I'm on the eighth floor. The managing editor of ToddStearns.com, Caleb Park, is also on the eighth floor. He's in the room next to mine. And I'm late, and it's just over and over and over again. I knew it. I had the balcony thing there, so I go out. There are no fire trucks there, and they're making people walk down the. I mean, this is like a 14-story hotel. You're having to walk down the stairs. Elevators shut down, and everybody's congregating downstairs. And it looked like something from the Titanic. People are in their pajamas, clutching a pillow, and it was cold. It was really cold down there.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at this, and I'm looking and observing the situation. I'm like, I've got to have this ankle surgery coming up. And I'm like, there's no way I'm going down eight flights. I'm not going down eight stories.
They said it's not an emergency.
They said this is, the surgery?
Well, no. I'm saying that the announcement said this is not an emergency. So it's
They said this is an emergency.
Oh, it is an emergency.
Yeah, this is an emergency. The building was on fire.
Oh, my gosh, Todd.
But it wasn't on fire.
I thought it was a drill.
No, it wasn't a drill. It was 1 o'clock in the morning. It was at the Marriott. What are you talking about?
Well, you never know. I had random dorm fire drills in the middle of the night.
That's why. So I'm going to get to this. This is I was so upset about this. So it went on for like a half an hour. So now it's 1:30. They're telling people you got to evacuate. You got to evacuate. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to evacuate. There's no fire. I don't smell any smoke. I don't see any fire trucks pulling up. And I figured if in fact there was a fire, I would be able to put the just get all the towels. And put them in the tub, and then put those along the balcony, and so then the fire truck would put the ladder up there, and I could climb down.
And remember, stop, drop, and roll.
So I figured, I'm not doing that.
You got to do what you got to do, Todd.
So anyway, it's like 45 minutes later, and then they come back on for 10 minutes, and they're like, ladies and gentlemen, this was a false alarm. So Caleb Park, this is the funny, I said, Caleb, we were talking about this the next morning. I said, did you evacuate the hotel last night? I said, he's like, well, yeah. He goes, I was down there and I just ran down the stairs. And I'm like, let me get this straight. The building is conceivably on fire. Your boss is sound asleep in his room and you don't even knock on the door to say, Todd, we've got to escape the burning building.
Yeah, because you could have just been fast asleep.
And he said, well, I figured you wouldn't want to come down the stairs.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, he was right.
So you're going to leave your boss behind, the owner of the company, in the burning Marriott Hotel in Irvine with the drunk dancers.
Man.
So it turns out that one of the drunk dancers pulled the fire alarm.
I'm not surprised.
So now it's like 2 a.m. Oh, we have to get up. This is yesterday, okay? So 2 a.m., got 2 hours of sleep, get to the church. We had to be there at 6:15. And they had a great breakfast for us, by the way. Incredible. Like cooked meals.
Ooh.
In between each service.
Piping hot.
And it started at like 7:15. That was the first service. And then you had a second service and a third service. In between those services, you've got like 45 minutes of downtime. No, we didn't have downtime. We were signing books.
Oh.
You know, a lot of people, they don't want to sign the books. But, you know, we signed books. And we had a lot of people sign books.
Well, that was nice.
It was a lot of fun. Look, great people. All that to say. So we thought, well, you know what? It's okay. We're going to get home about midnight and get at least some shut eye before we do the show today, Grace Baker.
And that did not happen, did it?
No. We got in at 2 o'clock in the morning, and it took us 45 minutes to get the luggage. We were the only plane at Memphis International Airport.
No.
The only plane.
And you've been traveling, then you get home, and like going to sleep isn't like easy, even though you're tired.
I was done for. All that to say, I'm glad to be here.
I'm glad you're back in Memphis.
And I'm glad the building did not burn down.
I'm very glad the building
I would have been really upset
down.
With Caleb. I'm telling you, we're gonna have words after the show. All right, folks, we got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number, 844-747-8868. I've got to tell you about our good friends at Patriot Mobile. You hear the big newsmakers of the day on this program. They call in on the Patriot Mobile newsmaker line. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. That is a big deal. That's because they share our beliefs. And as a matter of fact, they donate a portion of every dollar they make goes to an organization that fights for causes we care about. Pro-life groups. We're talking about Second Amendment groups. Patriot Mobile has incredible nationwide coverage. They use the exact same towers the other carriers use. You say, well, what about my budget, Todd? I'm on a fixed budget. No problem. They've got a plan to fit any budget, no matter how big, how small. And if you're a veteran or a first responder, they're going to give you even more discounts. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to switch to Patriot Mobile right now. Give them a call. Go online, patriotmobile.com/Todd. That's patriotmobile.com/Todd. When you do that, Patriot Mobile is going to give you free activation and a free gift. And who doesn't like a free gift? PatriotMobile.com/Todd. You can also give them a call. They have a U.S.-based customer service team. And I like that. You're not calling India or Timbuktu. You're calling somebody in America. 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. Again, if you do that today, you will get a special discount, free premier activation. But you got to use the promo code Todd. We'll be right back.
From the front lines of the culture war, it's Todd Starnes.
Welcome back. Let's go to the phones here. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Charlie in Georgia. Hey, Charlie, what's going on?
Hi, Todd. How are you doing?
I'm well. Thank you for asking, Charlie.
Just from the conservative standpoint, from the American standpoint, our problem with supply chain in America lies in the Republican Party. You can't get a container from the port of Long Beach or Los Angeles to Atlanta without putting it on a railroad. You can't get enough trucks to unload 500,000 containers and get it through Los Angeles across the country. A train will haul about 350 double-stack containers. That's two people. Under Donald Trump, there was a thing instituted called Precision Railroad. Now, he didn't come up with it, but he allowed this to happen through the Surface Transportation Board. And right now, Norfolk Southern, which is a big railroad on the East Coast, and CSX are being sued by the engineers and the conductors and the mechanical people for cutting the railroad in half and making them do jobs that they're not, one, unionized to do, and two, it was strictly a way to take the physical plant and the capital of these railroads and bust it out in the stock market. And it has collapsed the intermodal system that gets those containers from one coast to the next.
Well, it's a mess, Charlie. It's a mess. And I'm really concerned about where this is all going when you look at how much cargo is not being able to get offloaded at these ports.
Well, like I say, look at, okay, so budget reconciliation. How often can Congress and the Senate use that in a year? Am I mistaken by saying once?
And what's your point of that, Charlie?
The point is, it's the Republicans that could have held budget reconciliation on the first infrastructure bill, and we wouldn't be dealing with what's coming in this. It is Mitch McConnell, what I keep trying to say. 2022, 2024 is not going to make a difference until the American public has a party that represents them, and it is not the Republican Party.
Well, that is true, and that is something that, you know, voters are going to have to come to terms with when they go to the polls and vote in the midterms. But the reality is,
who are they going to vote for?
Well, Charlie, look, I mean, it's pretty, I mean, well, right now you've got a choice, either Republican or Democrat. I mean, those are your two choices.
And there's no, and what I'm trying to tell you is there's no difference. We got to here with Republicans. We got to where we're at with them. I'm not saying Democrats are the answer. They're evil, Todd. We all know that. I don't even know what planet these people are. I mean, this is the destruction of this country, and the Republicans are giving them the keys to do it.
Well, and that is a fair point. You know, President Trump has been doing a really good job at warning people what Mitch McConnell was going to do. This was if you follow President Trump on his website, you knew this was coming, and he was warning the American people. We were warning the American people of what was about to happen. We knew that Mitch McConnell was going to fold. He was going to capitulate. And now, Charlie, Mitch McConnell is coming out and saying, well, we're not going to capitulate the next time. Well, they are, and they will. They do this all the time. Now, the question is, can we get enough people like the Marjorie Taylor Greens and the Jim Jordans and the Andy Biggs, can we get enough people like that who are true conservatives who are willing to be elected to Congress? We got to root out the rhinos.
Well, how did the Democrats get the House when 45 Republicans wouldn't run for the seats that they held? What we need, Todd, I'd really like to see like you, Levin, everybody in conservative radio. We have got to come up with a coalition of like kind of like the Contract of America that Newt had, where we just form another party. I know Rush was against that and he fought it, but it is time. I guarantee you we'd pull half the Democrat Party with just a common sense American party.
Well,
and ditch the damn Republican.
Well, yeah, look, I hear you, Charlie, and maybe we can open this up to the callers, because there are many people that feel like you do, that it is time for a third party. The question is, where will the independents go? And that is the great unknown here. What will a new party look like? Will it be a socially conservative party? Will it be a fiscal party? Got to be honest with you, Charlie. I don't trust the Republicans on culture war issues anymore. The only reason I'm a Republican is because as a businessman, I'm very interested in their fiscal policies. And I haven't been all that impressed lately. Like you, I have not been all that impressed. So, Charlie, let's see what the listeners have to say. Appreciate the call. Charlie is ready for a third party. What say you? 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Charlie is not wrong. He is not wrong. The Republicans have lied to us time and time again. The Republicans capitulate to the Democrats. Now we're facing a very serious supply chain shortage. And if it hasn't hit your town, your community just yet, I can promise you it's going to be heading your way very soon. So let's see what you guys have to say. Let's go to Tess, listening to us from Memphis, Tennessee on KWAM. Hey, Tess, what's on your mind?
Hi, I just wanted to share my point of view based on the caller who was talking about his disappointment with Mitch McConnell. We were talking about supply chain. I personally think we need a woman. I don't know that we've ever had a woman to lead the Republican Party.
Well, aside from Ronna
McDaniel.
Aside from Ronna McDaniel at the RNC, and I don't think she's, yeah, you're right. There hasn't been in Congress, there has not been a female leader of the Republicans. And you think that might be the answer,
yeah.
Tess?
Well, I just think we need someone with courage. And I, at this point, think that I see more courage with some of our female representatives than I do with our male.
Why do you think that is, Tess? Because I agree with you. I think the Republican women we've been electing are far more effective than the men. Why do you think that is?
I don't know the answer to that. I don't know the answer. But we definitely need to start over. And I think a strong woman might be a good start.
Who would you like, Tess?
I think Marjorie Taylor Greene's got a lot of spine, and I really like her. I think she's too green at this point.
What about Blackburn?
No pun intended. I like Marsha. She's diplomatic. I don't know, but I do like her. I'm really at a loss as to a woman that I actually like the young lady from Colorado. But she's also...
Well, look, and that's Boebert. That would be on the House side. But on the Senate side, Tess, and I hate to do this, we've got to skedaddle for a break. I like Blackburn. What do you think, folks? A woman leading Republicans? 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show. All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Good to have you with us today. Let's go to the phones, 844-747-8868. Charlie called in a little while ago, said, Todd, it's just time to get a third party. That's what we need to do. It is time for a third party. Tess from Memphis, Tennessee called in and said, Todd, what we need is a female to lead the Republicans in the Senate. We need to replace Mitch McConnell. Is that the answer? Should we replace Mitch McConnell? 844-747-8868. We're going to be getting to your calls in just a few moments. Well, there is a brand new book out, and many of you know that I love studying history, and especially religious history in the United States of America. Going back, and we were talking about this yesterday during my remarks at Calvary Chapel in Chino Hills, California, is that our foundation, the foundation of this country, is built on Judeo-Christian teachings. And when you take those out of the equation, we get a lot of chaos in the culture. But the reality is a lot of people don't know about our history of religious liberty, of religion in this country. And one of the largest denominations in the world and the largest non-Catholic denomination here in America is the Southern Baptist Convention. A good friend of mine, O.S. Hawkins, has written a new book about two very important figures in Baptist life. It is a great read. I'm promising you, you are going to love this book. It's called In the Name of God, The Colliding Lives, Legends, and Legacies of J. Frank Norris and George W. Truett. O.S. is on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line right now. O.S., hope you're doing good today.
Hey, thanks, Todd. I'm doing great. It's great.
Well, thank you. And I hope I didn't catch you on the golf course. That's normally when you're not writing books or devotions, you're hitting the links.
Well, I wish that were true, but not quite.
Well, OS, let's jump into this. I am fascinated by this book. First of all, why is it important for us to read about the lives of J. Frank Norris and George Truett?
Well, for some, they're forgotten names, but it is in a world in which we're living, Todd, with mega churches in every city today, it is virtually impossible to realize the magnitude of the influence and far-reaching influence that Truett and Norris had. Norris was pastor of the First Baptist Church in Fort Worth, Truett the First Baptist Church in Dallas for almost 50 years. They were in constant conflict. And in this day of megachurches, the First Baptist Church of Fort Worth in the 20s and the 30s, the largest church in the world, in 1919, on Norris's 10th anniversary, they had over 12,000 in attendance. And the city of Fort Worth didn't have 100,000 people. It'd be like having 100,000 in attendance there today. But they were world figures, and history has a way of repeating itself if we don't learn its lessons, and there are a lot of lessons to be learned here.
Well, let's talk about some of those lessons, because I know that the word fundamentalism is a big part of this. And in today's Christian world, and especially in the mainstream media, that word is almost used as a slur against people who are devoted to their faith.
Right. You know, it depends on whether you talk about fundamentalism with a little F or a big F, I suppose. But Norris, of course, was a fundamentalist, believed in the doctrines of the faith, as did Truett. But one of the big differences is Norris always elevated doctrinal loyalty over denominational loyalty. And Dr. Truett, although I was his pastoral predecessor there at First Baptist Church of Dallas and have deep respect for him, he was often prone to denominational loyalty, even over doctrinal loyalty. That really came out in the 1920s during that big evolution controversy at Baylor.
On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line is our good friend O.S. Hawkins, a terrific new book called In the Name of God. What I'm fascinated, these are not choir boys, altar boys, as they say, to borrow a phrase. I mean, they had a pretty rough upbringing there back in the 1920s and 30s. And you say that they were actually involved in shooting and killing a person.
Well, both of them shot and killed a man. Truett was pastor of First Baptist Church Dallas, and he actually shot the chief of police of Dallas, and he died the next day. It was an accident. It was on a bird hunting trip, and he shot him in the by accident. Norris shot and killed a man by the name of Dexter Chips in his office in self-defense in 1926. So they both shot and killed a man. They both were in constant conflict with each other. It was full of espionage and blackmail, and there's all sorts of. In fact, a lot of people say this book reads like a novel. So it's the reason I wrote it was that there are lessons we need to learn from these people that are very important. One of them, Todd, and you appreciate this in your cultural fights, that some people are prone to view culture, view the scripture through the lens of culture. But the important thing for us to know as believers is that we've got to view this culture that's around us through the lens of scripture, or we're going to fall off the edge. And that's the one thing Norris always did.
And I think that is an important thing, you know, to point out here. I have to be honest with you, O.S., as I was reading your book, I just had Larry Hagman's voice. You know, remember J.R. Ewing, because you're sure. Right. There's a lot of plotting and scheming and blackmailing going on here. It's almost like Dallas in the church house.
Yeah, exactly. It really is. And it really was. It was an amazing thing.
O.S., folks are going to read this book. What's the point of it all? Why do you want people to know about these guys and what they did?
Well, for many reasons, Todd, but the one thing is I just want to make sure people know about it. They were two titanic figures. Norris, listen, when President Truman, before the State of Israel, for example, was established in 1948, Truett called Norris, Dr. Norris, up to the White House, and in exchange of letters, Norris gave him all the reasons why, as a premillennialist, he saw that Israel had a place in the world scheme, and he single-handedly influenced Truman in that way. Truman, behind the acknowledgement of the State of Israel, which we were the first to acknowledge it, was J. Frank Norris. He was a premillennialist. Truett was a post-millennialist. And in an irony of irony, your good friend and my pastoral predecessor at First Baptist Dallas, Robert Jeffers, who was Truett's successor, in a real state of irony, in the 50th anniversary, the anniversary of the State of Israel, when they moved to the embassy, rather, to Jerusalem, it was Dr. Jeffers of First Baptist Dallas that prayed that dedicatory prayer at that time.
That is, I mean, it's history coming full circle, I suppose you could argue, OS.
It is. It is indeed. And there are just so many ways that they touch literally the world. But the main thing, Todd, is I want people to know is that we can learn from history. And when we don't, it has a way of repeating itself. You know, and the other thing I want people to understand is it's a thin pancake that doesn't have two sides. Basically, Truett has been revered by everybody that's written about him. It's all hagiography, virtually. Norris, on the other hand, has been totally reviled by people that have written about him. And I want people to come away from this book saying, you know what, there's some good in those for whom we think the worst. And those we put up on pedestals, when we really learn about them, they dwindle into ordinary men just like we are.
Well, it is a terrific book, and you bring both of these guys to life. I don't want to use the word characters, but in the book, in the context of the book, you really bring these characters to life. And folks, you got to get a copy of this. The book is called In the Name of God. You can get it at your favorite bookstore, or you can go to oshawkins.com, and you can order a copy there. And also check out many of his other books, devotion books, oshawkins.com. OS, always good hearing from you. Congratulations on this really amazing and incredible book.
Thank you, Todd. Always great to hear from you. And thank you for what you're doing out there, being a thumb in the dike every day of the week. God bless you.
Well, you're kind to say that, OS. A great American patriot and a great Christian man. He also pastored for many years over at First Baptist Dallas, where our good friend Dr. Robert Jeffress is. Folks, we are going to take a break right to the phones. We have Susan in Virginia, Wayne in North Carolina. We're going to get to your calls, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. And if you want OS's book, O.S. Hawkins, that's H-A-W-K-I-N-S, oshawkins.com. The new book is called In the Name of God. We'll be right back, folks.
It's Radio Free America. Todd Starnes.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Hey, don't forget, now is a great time to sign up for our free newsletter. It comes out at the top of the next hour, filled with all sorts of crazy stories, including that one about Superman getting a male lover with pink hair. That's kind of weird. Anyway, ToddStarnes.com, it is the only way that you can get around the censors on social media. All right, let's get to the phones as promised. Let's go to Susan in Virginia. Susan, welcome to the program, and what is on your mind today?
I just wanted to comment about the gentleman suggesting we have a third party. And
yes.
That scares me, because when you only have two parties, then you only have to win 51% of the vote. When you've got three parties, you have to get your 33%, which is 100% of your group, plus another 20-some percent. And I always think of Europe, where they have, you know, six and seven candidates. And typically, then, you end up with a winner that very few people truly support. So that scares me. And also, I hope we don't start focusing on gender, you know, again. I disagree with the woman before. I think we need the best person as the majority leader, not a woman.
You know, Susan, and that's a fair point. I mean, I think, to be honest with you, I think Marsha Blackburn would be a great leader of the Senate. She has proven herself and demonstrated herself and her allegiance to conservative causes. But just to put someone up there because she's because of their gender, I think that's a bad road for us to go down.
Yeah, I do too. And I think Marsha Blackburn would be a good speaker. I mean, majority leader. So, but anyway.
All right. Well, look, I appreciate the call, Susan, and thank you for listening in. Folks, just a reminder that all this month we are raising money for our good friends at Alliance Defending Freedom. Nobody else is doing this except us, and this is why it is so vitally important that we support Alliance Defending Freedom as they fight for our freedom. Time after time, case after case, Alliance Defending Freedom has been standing up for freedom of speech and freedom of religion on America's college campuses. If you have a child and they are a person of faith, they are under attack on public university campuses, and ADF is ready to fight hard whenever your college students' rights are violated. Look, our good friend Larry Elder knows what it means to stand up for what you believe in. He lost a hard-fought battle for the governor of California last month, but Larry understands that Alliance Defending Freedom never gives up in the fight for freedom.
It's no secret that our freedoms are under attack more right now than at any time in our history. Churches are being forced to close. Freedom of speech is being muzzled by school boards, and on. That's why I'm asking you to step up and make a donation to my friends at Alliance Defending Freedom. Legal defense for men and women just like you. They need your help to keep fighting court battles to protect your freedom.
And he's right. And by the way, got to see Larry yesterday. He was in the service at Calvary Chapel in Chino Hills. So here's what we need you to do. Go to ToddStearns.com right now and click on the Alliance Defending Freedom banner. You will see it. Just scroll down. You will see the banner. And help us by raising money for ADF. They do all of its work free for its clients, including college students, but they desperately need our help, and we're doing that all this month with our big radiothon, $100 donation to the Freedom Fund, or you can also phone in your gift at 855-716-7461. That's 855-716-7461. Or if you want to go online, toddstearns.com, click on the Alliance Defending Freedom banner and make a $100 completely tax-deductible donation to the Alliance Defending Freedom, Freedom Fund. All right, let's go to North Carolina. Wayne, listening to us on the Talk Station. Wayne, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Todd, I hope you're doing good today.
I'm good, thank you.
First things first, I got to recognize my Lord Jesus Christ. He's the reason I can go around in peace and not worry about all these silly things I see every day, but my point was, you know, the elephant in the room to me, just being a working man, no real, you know, influence, it's obvious that the Chinese Communist Party are dictating the policies, foreign and domestic, in this country because it's the only thing that makes sense. They are the beneficiary of all our policies.
So you think the Chinese are behind all of this?
I think that they have already taken over the country since Trump was elected. You know, that wasn't supposed to happen. And I think they, you know, they have their ways of dictating what goes on over here. You know, they bought it and over time obtained the influence they need to steer us around the way they want us to go.
It's going to be fascinating to see all of this play out. To be honest with you, Wayne, and maybe it is the Chinese. They have certainly infiltrated our public university system, no doubt about that. We have to pay very close attention to what's happening right now with Taiwan. There's a lot of posturing going on. The Chinese flying those jets over Taiwan on a regular basis, that could get very ugly very quick. And what have we learned? We have learned that Joe Biden will not stand up and defend our allies. We do have an obligation to defend Taiwan if the Chinese invade. I'm not too sure Biden will do that, to be honest with you. And there could be some ugly ramifications as a result of that. Wayne, got to run. Thanks for the call. But Wayne has a good point that the Chinese could very well be involved in all of this. And I think that's a possibility, one of many. Well, folks, look, it is great to be back here. I just can't say enough good things about our friends at Lancaster Baptist Church. Several thousand people turned out for their annual spiritual leadership conference. Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, unbelievable, so gracious, the people there. Jack Hibbs is the pastor, and this is the church that stood up. This is the church that defended religious liberty in California. When the governor said we're shutting down the churches, Calvary Chapel said, not so fast. We're gonna take a stand. And they have been an inspiration to so many people of faith all over America, and it was such an honor to be able to say publicly to them, thank you for taking a stand. Folks, we've got a skedaddle. We're going to be at this tomorrow. ToddStearns.com, our website. You got to check out some of the great stories. Download the podcast. Get the newsletter. Stay informed and be good America.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.